Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
God is in total control. Don't ever worry about it.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today is a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. You're a wonderful person. You're a wonderful human being. Yes, you are. Even your employer is wonderful. Listen, you better thank God for your employer. A lot of people don't have jobs. Now, jobs are available, but for some reason, they just don't have them, right? So you better be grateful. That's a good one, gladful. Grateful that you have an employer. Be happy about that, or be happy that you have your own business. Be happy that you have a source of income. A lot of people don't have a source of income. You know, hey, it's rough out there. It is. But again, God is in control. God is in control. Ask God to show you where to go. Ask God to show you what trees to shake, you know, so that you can get some employment or get a job or start a business or something like that. Ask God to show you. Or matter of fact, God forget showing me, just lead me to it. God forget showing, just lead me to it. I'm not gonna follow you if you show it to me. I'm not gonna see it. Just lead me to it. Order my steps. Yeah, there you go. Order my steps. What is mine is mine. What is for me is for me. Order my steps so that I don't take nobody else's. Let me do what I'm supposed to be doing. Help me to be the better person that I know I can be. Show me what to do, Lord, to get that cash. Ask him, talk to him. However you talk to him, you know. Now, I'm laughing to make him, you know, a little light of it, but, you know, that's a serious situation. You get in there and you start asking the Lord, what do I need to do, Lord? What and where and how do I do it? That's all you need to know. Where and how? Lord, when? When, you know, how do I do it? Who do I talk to? You know, what have you set up for me? Lead and guide me there. If you can't trust me to see it, just lead me there. Put my foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and lead me straight to what your blessing is. Talk to him. He'll hear you. He'll answer you. Trust me. He's looking for honest hearted people. That's what he's always looking for. So he can show himself strong to him. He's always looking for him. All right, listen. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share the link. Share, share, and share till you can't share no moles. Go on and share it, man. Go ahead and share it. Listen, also, you can text the word give to 614-363-6133. Again, you can text the word give to 614-363-6133 and let God use you on the prompts. You want to give $10, give $10. You want to give 50 cents, give 50 cents. If you want to give $1 million, you go ahead and do it and then watch what happens with the broadcast. Trust me, God is always going to give us what we need regardless of what it looks like. He's always going to give us what we need. He's that kind of God. He's the God of supplying needs and making sure you're taking care of him. You know, even matter of fact, even with the unbelievers, he's even fair to them. They get what they need. So I know he can supply my need. He makes sure that they have what they need. Unbelievers, he makes sure that y'all have what y'all need. He does. God is fair like that. That's what he does. And so I know he can make sure I have what I need. And I'm going to sit there and hold him to it because he's been doing this thus far. And so if he's been taking care of you, lift your hands and shout glory. He supplies all needs. He's a need supplying God. That's what he is. That's what he is. That's what he does. All right, listen. We are going to talk about this thing. God is in total control today. We're going to talk about that. God is in total control. God is not nervous. God don't have a, what is that called? A recession in heaven. He don't have a heavenly recession. That's not what he does. You know, it ain't nothing up in heaven missing. You know, ain't like the angels didn't get their wings this week because of the recession. No, No, God don't have, you know, I don't even know if angels have wings. Yeah, whatever. You get what I'm saying to you. Whatever is needed in heaven is there. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about angels having wings before somebody gets upset. I'm not talking about that. No. God is in total control. We're going to go to Nahum. N-A-H-U-M. Nahum. Or Nahum. Or however they would pronounce it. I don't know. I don't know how they pronounce it. I wasn't there when God wrote it. I wasn't there when he made somebody write it down. I don't know. You know. But it's Nahum. N-A-H-U-M. Chapter 1. The Lord is a jealous God, filled with vengeance and rage. Some of you know what that means. The Lord is a jealous God, filled with vengeance and rage. So, he likes to be number one. You're not going to put some other God in front of him. He's jealous. You know how it is. What was that? It was a preacher back in the day, Bishop Johnson. He used to talk about how God's a jealous God, and he's like, he made a situation, a scenario to where it's talking about women. If you have a jealous man, there's no way another man's going to be near you if your man is jealous. Not going to happen. So God's not going to have another God that's jealous. Remember I told you about that Trinity stuff. You know, that's what people know. You know, you can't unteach them that. That's all they know. But that's what they know, that's what they're going to teach you. The Lord is a jealous God. He's filled with vengeance and rage. Nobody else comes before him. There's no other God sharing anything with him. Filled with vengeance and rage. Vengeance and rage. He takes revenge on all who oppose him. That's God. You know, it's not necessarily always people that take the revenge on. It's them spirits and stuff. And he's going to fix all of it. He gives all people a chance to do. You know, he'll forgive the sins of the whole world. Just because you've been in some evil stuff before, don't mean you have to stay in evil things forever. You were in evil things before. You can come out. You always got time to change your life and turn your life around. You got a little time to do that. He takes revenge on all who oppose him and continues to rage against his enemies. So if you're an enemy of God, you don't really have a chance. There's no way you're going to fight him. There's no way you're going to win, you know, fighting God like that. He don't want you scared of him. If you're going to be defiant, be defiant. Be the best defiant person there is. If that's what you're going to do, you go ahead and do that. But if you're going to be a believer, you be the best believer. You be the best to be a believer. Let's see, where is it? He continues to rage against his enemies. His enemies is who he rages against, not his people. You know, sometimes we as his people look like his enemies, and man, I would not want to be in that situation when it talks about, you know, God raging against his enemies, and yet his people look like his enemies. Yeah, that's a scenario I don't even want to think about. Verse number 3, the Lord is slow to get angry, but his power is great. You know, so even with all that vengeance and rage, he's still slow to getting angry. You know, that's why, you know, we can do wrong things and God still give us time to get it right. He's slow to get angry, but his power is great. And he never lets the guilty go unpunished. There it is. He never lets the guilty go unpunished. Now, that's why he forgave the sins of the whole world, to get you out of it. Those are his words. His words are, the guilty will not go unpunished. But then at the same time, he fixes it to where you can get from under that word that is spoken right there. That is still the law. That is a prophecy. That is right. And that is established. It ain't going nowhere. The guilty is never going to go unpunished. They're going to be punished. But he told us if we're believing, if we believe that he took away the sins of the whole world, we can be from under that. We can sidestep all of that. We can sidestep. We used to act like that. You know, we used to be guilty. But now he fixes to where we weren't guilty anymore. See, that's the kind of God I'm talking about. Even though he says there's a hell that is waiting for the guilty. And the guilty for hell. Hell was for the angels, evil angels, the Lucifer angels, those angels that followed his leadership. Their hell is set up for them. And then for some people who act just like them. It's set up and it burns forever. And so God don't want people going to hell. That's not what his point is. He never wanted people going to hell. He never wanted to destroy people. That's not what he wanted to do. But it says there, his vengeance, he's got vengeance and rage, and his revenge is on all who oppose him and continues to rage against his enemies. So either you with him or you're not. I mean, he gives you time to get with him. He gives everybody time. Matter of fact, he removed everybody's guilt. Everybody's crimes have been removed and all that kind of stuff. And sin has been removed, all that. But, you know, if you don't believe it, then you're calling him a liar. And then when you call him a liar, you know, you're looking like his enemy. And then that's when he's going to rage against you and me. You know, we don't want that. We don't want to try to have to fight God. How are we going to fight God who made everything? How can we fight him? That's a losing battle. You know, believe the Lord and move on. The Lord is slow to anger, but his power is great, and we'll never let the guilty go unpunished. He displays his power in the whirlwind and in the storm. Now, you name one person who can stop a hurricane or stop a tornado. Nobody. A building can't stop them. The world can't, the earth can't stop them. Only God can stop them. He displays his power in the whirlwind and the storm. The billowing clouds are the dust beneath his feet. That stuff don't mean that's on his feet. At his command, the oceans dry up and the rivers disappear. The lush pastures of Bashan and Carmel fade, and the green forests of Lebanon wither. At his command. In his presence, the mountains quake and the hills melt away and the earth trembles and its people are destroyed. I mean, this is all at his command, nobody else's command. God is in total control.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.